The Clean Energy Jobs Act would have counted some energy efficiency moves toward a mandate to make more use of renewable energy, but leaders of the state Senate killed the measure. 5 years ago, lawmakers did pass a bill that transferred oversight of the ratepayer-funded Focus on Energy program to the Public Service Commission. The PSC's Jolene Shield says her agency is continuing a planning process to revise goals and priorities for energy efficiency. Shield says phase two of the process means digging into the details.
Looking at, okay, what should those reductions be for energy use and demand, and what the budget should be to get those reductions.
The director of the Wisconsin Public Utility Institute at the UW-Madison is Kara Lee Mahaney Braithwaite. She says even without the Clean Energy Jobs Act, the companies, unions, and environmental groups that are part of the institute are committed to energy efficiency.
We lost the bill, but we didn't lose the will. And the whole last 2 years has done an enormous amount of work in laying groundwork and plans to move forward with energy efficiency and demand response and these things that we're going to have integrated into our fabric of our energy supply systems.
Some of the efficiency efforts will come from Washington. The federal government recently said it will give Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine a total of $20 million to make local homes and businesses more energy efficient. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.